Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Picture that super soft t-shirt you love sleeping in. The one that gets softer and softer the more you wear it. Now you can bring that same lived-in softness to your entire bed with Signature Vintage Wash Sheets from Boll & Branch. This all-new collection is even softer than your favorite t-shirt, with a distinctly relaxed look and feel for your best night's sleep. Just like all Boll & Branch bedding, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets start with the highest quality, 100% organic cotton. The lived and feel comes from a small batch washing process, creating a level of softness you've never felt before. And it's not just the feel. Boll & Branch mastered the laid-back aesthetic using a special technique that creates the well-loved look you'll find with vintage jeans. And true to the Boll & Branch hallmark, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets get softer and softer with every wash. Right now, you can get 15% off your first order with promo code ODYSSEY and save on their most relaxing sheets. So head to BollAndBranch.com today. That's B-O-L-L and Branch.com.
Oh, hey there. What's up? Welcome to Side Hustle School. My name's Chris Guillebeau. Every single day, new episode about making money without quitting your job. Today, we're going to hear from a caller from Tel Aviv, Israel. Our caller is Yael. And they are considering starting a company, or at least some kind of side hustle. I don't know if it's like a startup with a capital S. Most of our listeners are just regular people trying to do something for themselves. But anyway, Yael wants to create custom-made and sustainable tiny homes for vacation rentals, as well as alternative housing solutions. So I am intrigued. Naturally, I'm curious to hear more about the challenges of designing and building tiny homes that are both sustainable and comfortable for guests. Have you ever stayed in a tiny house? Have you ever got a chance to tour one? They are pretty fun. And of course, they also, you know, present unique challenges in terms of design, in terms of marketing, in terms of, well, I guess just lots of challenges. So let's talk about it. Detailed question coming up after this quick break.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hi, my name is Yael, and I'm calling from Tel Aviv, Israel. I'm an architect who's thinking of designing custom-made and sustainable tiny homes that can be used as vacation rentals or alternative housing solutions. With the increasing popularity of ecotourism and the desire for minimalist living, I think this business could be successful. However, I know it won't be easy, so I'd like to know what you suggest I look out for along the way. How can I make my tiny homes both sustainable and comfortable for guests?
Awesome. Thanks so much for the question. Thanks, listeners, as well, for being out there. So let's see what we can do for Yael. I think it's a cool idea, but Yael is right. It won't be easy. Just because, you know, designing and building tiny homes comes with its own unique set of difficulties. One potential difficulty is finding the right materials, you know, that are both sustainable and safe for guests, but also designing a tiny home that is both comfortable and functional for guests. You know, you want to be, you know, eco-friendly, sustainable, et cetera, and also have it be an awesome space in a very small space, since space is at a premium after all. You know, all that is difficult. So, you know, this is even before we get to marketing, like marketing your tiny homes to potential customers. You're going to have to differentiate your business somehow. You're going to have some sort of brand. Social media is going to be important. You know, it's not important for every project. And sometimes I encourage people to not worry so much about posting on Instagram all the time. But I think for something like tiny houses, like you're definitely going to need to have a strategy for that. So to give one piece of advice, you know, because I don't want to just like point out difficulties, to give one piece of advice, I would say, let's find a way for Yael to solve one problem and to say, you know, there are lots of people designing tiny homes. It's a whole industry. There's lots of complexity to it. There are different parts to it, both the physical parts and just the parts of operating the business. I'm going to identify one specific market, you know, much more narrow than what she's thinking so far. Let's just get really specific, solve one problem, and become the tiny house designer for that community or that group or that market. I think decide what that's going to be and build everything around that without trying to think too much about expansion or how you're going to then use that to serve other groups. Solving just one problem can go a long way, especially when you have an idea that sounds pretty cool, but it's also kind of overwhelming. So that's my advice. And Yael, good luck. Let us know what happens. Listeners, if you have a question, sidehustleschool.com/questions. I welcome your ideas, your updates, what's going well, what's not. We try to be really candid here and look at all aspects of things. So of course, I hope you'll continue to listen. We got a new episode every day. My name's Chris Guillebeau. This is Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.